Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Thanks, Andrew Downs. Welcome to the first Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show of the 2015 season. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, and of course, we want to thank our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, bringing us the program for the second year in a row. In about 15 minutes from now, Tim Mullins, the general manager from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, will join us for the big, I wouldn't call it a giveaway, but the Nebraska Furniture Mart weekly deal. It was a huge hit last year, and let me tell you guys, your listeners, you do not want to miss tonight's deal. It's the start of football season. This is the perfect deal for you early on in September. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. What's up, my co-host Brent Bloom? How you doing, my man?
Long time, no talk. Good to be back.
It is good to be back. It's good to have football in the air. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We've got North Carolina, South Carolina. This is kind of the JV game, though. I mean, it's a nice game. It's kind of like, yeah, whatever, but the big ones are coming up.
That TCU-Minnesota game will be fun.
Yes.
A lot of Big 12, Big 10 implications. And then you got the Harbaugh show, which starts at – that's a 7:30, I believe, as well. So you'll have – if you can go two TVs, tonight's the night
to go two TVs. Yeah. Or get the DVR. I'm going to roll the DVR, I think, on Michigan, Utah, so I can really be intently watching TCU Minnesota because I care more about that game. And then I can go through later on the stuff I want to watch in Michigan.
And for the degenerates, Hawaii plays at midnight.
Nice. Who do the Rainbows?
Colorado at home.
Oh. Ooh.
And Colorado, a 7-point fave on the road.
That sounds really degenerate
to know that
spread off the top of your head. Fun show coming up. I love Thursday nights here at Benchwarmer. Again, Tim Mullins, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive here at about 10-15 minutes. Let's just talk some football, Bloom. It's you wrote your weekly hype column earlier this week at Cyclone Fanatic, and I think that's where we have to start. I mean, of course – we all want Iowa State to win, but I feel like the opening up of this new end zone, I mean, it's a culmination of something that's much larger than just the football team.
It's amazing. If you think about it, I went to the season opener up there in 1999, which was Sage Rosenfeld's first year as a starter. So that Sage isn't an old guy, so not too long ago.
Correct.
So 16 years ago.
Yep.
And the announced crowd for that game was 33,900. Now, 16 years later, they're going to have 61,500. That's almost double of attendance in just 16 years. So
yep.
I think the South End Zone is a kind of a culmination of the growth of the fan base in the last 15 years. I think Jamie Pollard has a lot to do with that. And then some of the energy in the fan base, it has grown. The enrollment at Iowa State has grown.
Yes.
Now
greatly.
It's just,
I mean, it's like
it really
10,000 more than
yeah.
when we were there 10 years ago.
It's and now the football team just needs to follow suit. And I think that's where – Cyclone fans are at right now. They're going to enjoy the newness of the stadium, but then when the game starts, it's like, okay, what do we really have? And is Iowa State going to be better? Because in order to keep filling that brand new stadium, they'll be fine the first 2 weeks. First 2 weeks are sellouts, but they got to start being competitive and winning football games. And it's a huge game. It's a monster game for Paul Rhodes on Saturday night. I can't think of many more games that are as important for him than Saturday night.
I could not agree more. You can tweet at us at Cyclone Fanatic if you'd like to chime into the program. 515-284-5966 is always here. Or you can come watch football with us tonight at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. A lot of talk. Let's just dig in on the roster, Bloom. The defense has a ton of question marks. The offense would be more, you know, returning starters and more things that we know about the Cyclones. Yet I think I would make the argument that the offense is by far the most critical aspect as far as Iowa State potentially going to a bowl game in 2015, because I believe no matter how good this defense can be, there is a ceiling. It can only be so good playing in this team. The offense is going to have to consistently score to win football games. I don't – even the best teams in the Big 12, the Baylors, you've got to score points in this league to win. So I think there's more pressure on Mark Mangino and Sam Richardson
this year. Interesting. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you're also looking at a defense that gave up 5.6 yards per carry, which is just – you can't beat anybody. If you can't stop the run,
all the three and outs. I mean, come on. I'm not saying they were good. They stunk too. But they've got to be able to score.
But to back up your point, 7 of the 10 Big 12 teams averaged 30 or more points. Iowa State was at 23.
Yeah.
Half of college football is 30 or more. Iowa State hasn't averaged 30 or more since 1978.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's – you're right. They're playing these machines in the Big 12 offensively, and they've got a little – you know, they got a Nerf gun. So they need more firepower on offense. And how many times have we said it going into a year that we think this might be Iowa State's year where the offense finally shows up, and it still hasn't? There's some positive signs from the offense. If you look at the amount of penalties and the amount of turnovers, both in the top 15 as far as fewest penalties, fewest turnovers, that's great. Because that's definitely what Iowa State can't do, is shoot themselves in the foot. But now they got to find a way to move the ball, get some explosive plays. That's the one thing that was lacking. Maybe Quentin Bundridge is that guy,
yeah,
the explosive play guy. But when Iowa State has to do 13, 14, 15 play drives, it's hard for them to sustain, and that's why they're only averaged 23 points in a league where most teams are well over 30.
515-284-5966. We've got a caller here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show that, of course, is presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Mike, you're on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, quick question. I was listening earlier. You were talking about Harbaugh versus Rhodes as far as being fanatical on the sidelines and whatnot. And I was just curious what Rhodes' record is at Iowa State.
His overall record is at Iowa State. Do you know what Paul Rhodes' overall record is?
29-46.
29-46.
I'll be damned.
What's your point?
That surprises me. Your guy that predicted the game, I think he had it totally backwards. Yeah, the winner will have 35, but it won't be Iowa State.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mike. Mike calling in and predicting that Northern Iowa will beat Iowa State.
That's fine, Mike. I don't think that would surprise many people.
They're only an 8-point favorite.
It's an 8-point game, and both teams have so many unknowns.
Yeah.
It's really hard to predict. When I've looked at this thing 12 different ways, I don't know what's going to happen Saturday. And Iowa State's history the last 2 years does not
who really
not
knows
any confidence.
Ever knows what's going to happen in the season opener.
Yeah, and then you throw
no
in
no idea what these teams
and have. You throw in that Iowa State's got so many question marks on defense, guys we've never seen before, and then the UNI offense is completely new.
Yeah.
They've got four guys competing for the quarterback job. They've got almost a brand new offensive line. They've got a new running back. They've got brand new receivers. And oh yeah, they got a new offensive coordinator that's going to run a completely different system. To predict that they're going to have a great offense, a poor offense, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's impossible. It's almost an impossible game to gauge at this point. And the Iowa State's defensive questions, that side of the ball is going to be fascinating because it's really a toss-up.
I think
Iowa State's offense will be okay, and I think UNI's defense is good. And so then that part will be strength for strength. The other side, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
No, it's opening week, man. I mean, that's why everybody – is just so optimistic when you get to the month of September, and then I feel like it's game day, and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, crap, we actually have to go out and produce
right.
now. You know what I mean?
Right. And we learned our lesson last year that, I don't know, you cannot be overly confident as an Iowa State fan.
No.
You just can't.
And I'm not sensing that either.
I'm not either.
Watching it on the message boards and on Twitter and whatnot, I mean, I don't.
Very cautious fan base right now.
As they should be. Cyclone Fanatic Radio here. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Bloom, what do you think about Sam Richardson?
I'm a fan. I think he's
still a fan.
I am. I think he's been.
Tell me why.
Thrown in to the unfortunate 0-15 in the Big 12 record conversation, he's absolutely 0-15. That is not arguable. But if you look at his stats and what he's done, I mean, the guy is one of 7 active quarterbacks that has thrown for more than 4,000 yards and ran for more than 1,000. It's pretty good company. His total offense last year was 3,000 plus. He joins a guy named Seneca Wallace. Ever heard of him?
Seneca Wallace.
And Austin Arnott is the only 3 Cyclones to have ever done that. His passing percentage could be a little bit better. He's a career like 56% passer. But I don't think Sam Richardson is to blame for Iowa State being 0-15 in the games he has started. There's some games where he has led comebacks only to see the defense give it up. I'm like looking at Texas last year.
Texas last year, yeah.
So, yeah, he's responsible for some of it, and he'll take some of the blame. But I think you can win with Sam Richardson. I really do. He just needs the pieces around him.
Do you trust the offensive line? Because that's where I struggle. I mean, I believe what you just told me about Richardson. I'll buy into that. I love the wide receivers, and I'm not that concerned about running back for some reason. And I don't really care about tight end. I don't think it's even going to be relevant.
I'm with you there.
I just this offensive line. That's where I'm like, dudes, show me. I'm sorry. I won't buy. The coaches can try and sell me any type of hype on these guys as they want. I will not believe it until I see them pushing people around.
And I thought they've been really honest this offseason, this fall and fall camp,
yep,
of saying, we don't know what our line is until we see them against somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They can look good against our guys,
yeah,
but we've seen it before where once they get into game one, you go, uh-oh, maybe we're not where we want to be. And Iowa State has to be able to run the ball. I mean, they are a pass-heavy offense. They will be again this year. But in order for that offense to get to that 30 points per game that is the average in the Big 12, they have to have a running threat and be able to sustain drives on the ground, which they just weren't able to do at all last year. I mean, they really haven't been able to do since KO left. Since Osemele went to the NFL, they haven't been able to run the ball, and they have to push people around. You'd think with the amount of starts those five guys have as a group and the amount of seniors they now have on the line that there will be an improvement, but I'm with the coaches. Until you see it against somebody else, I'm not. I don't know.
And I actually think that the guys that they have, they're not that bad. It's just I don't trust they can stay healthy is the biggest thing.
Why should
I trust that Brock Daigle's not going to get hurt this year? I hope he doesn't, but why should I believe that?
Brock Daigle's been injured most of his career. Daniel Burton,
who has played hurt.
And then, Campos is going to be really good, just sophomore.
Yeah.
And you have Locke moving from guard to center. I mean, there's some guys there who have played, but I'd like to see them be consistent as a group and just cross your fingers they don't get hurt. Because you look at that first game last year, Farniak goes down in, the second quarter, and that offense really wasn't ever the same after that.
I'm anxious to see my boy Wendell Tyese. Been waiting to see that guy play
for like
2 years.
He'll play. He's going to play. I don't think he's going to start, but he's going to play.
That's my guy. Hey, quick shout-out, Bloom, to my guy Mark Charter from Mark Charter Real Estate. The question is how to become one of Central Iowa's most recommended realtors. And I got it right now. It's realtors. I used to always say realtor.
It's a rookie mistake.
Realtor. My guy, Mark Charter, offers more. No one offers more than him. Listen to what you get if you sign up or to buy or sell your home with Mark Charter. You get access to a free moving truck, short-term 3-month listing contracts. You get professional cleaning before you move in. You get free storage. For sellers, there's a flexible commission plan that gets you 5, 6, 7%. Now, just don't take my word for it. There are reviews online if you check them out. Trust me, they're worth the read at markcharter.com, trulia.com. You can even find Mark hanging out at his own special forum. We've got it. Have you been to the Realtor forum at cyclonefanatic.com?
He's got his own forum there now?
He has his own forum. Check it out, markcharter.com. You can call or text him at 515-864-6444. We've got that big Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clyde.
I'm telling you, I got a preview.
Yeah, you've got a sneak peek.
I've got a sneak peek at this deal.
You have sources.
And my gosh,
yeah.
It's like, seriously, stay tuned. I'm not just making that up. You're going to want to jump on this. And you'll need to do it fast.
Don't go anywhere. We'll have the deal for you with Tim Mullins from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive when we come back on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman, down on 94th Street, to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on CycloneFanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, a little introduction there from Mr. Jamie Pollard. Shameless plug, I sat down with Jamie for about 35 minutes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And he was open. Like, you know what I mean? I actually threw him some, like, the alcohol question.
That's a fair question.
And he came
in. Good answer.
Pollard does not, he does not sugarcoat things. He doesn't do it well, and he doesn't do it often. He just brings it. That's what I like about Jamie. You can love or dislike the man, but you have to, I think, respect what he says because he's very open about it. All right, we teased it. It's not a tease. We don't have to tease it when you get great offers from the folks at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Tim Mullins is with us. It's good to have you back for a second year, Timmy.
Yeah, glad to be back. I appreciate it, guys.
It's good to see you here continuing to support the Atlanta Braves.
It's a rough year, Chris, as you know,
yeah,
being a fellow Brave fan. But, hey, maybe next year, right?
You and I are a lot alike. You've got your Braves hat on. You've got,
yeah,
your Lady Jays. Let's give Bondurant
a little
softball
shout
little plug.
Out. Yep.
Yeah, we've got four
there.
Bondurantians. Glenn Waterhouse from Glenn Waterhouse Insurance is here. Bloom moved to Bondurant.
Yep.
We're taking over the world. But, hey, in all sincerity, thank you for –
absolutely –
stepping up and supporting the show again for the second year in a row. It was a great partnership last year, and I'm glad that you guys thought that you got a lot out of it to do it again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a great time for us last year. We had a lot of fun with Cyclone Fanatics. Great fodder on the website, people talking about us. We have people in Texas talking about us. We have people everywhere excited about the deals we were throwing out there. So great time. Glad to be back.
I actually have had a lot of people on Twitter leading up to the show. I'm talking like the last 2 months being like, hey, Nebraska Furniture Mart coming back. They're big fans of the weekly deals.
That's good. We got some good ones this year all ready to go.
Okay, so we've got the big one tonight, but before we go there, I say we talk about the grand prize.
Yeah, that's great.
What do we have in store for the Fanatics this year for a grand prize?
No, that's great. Along as we did last year with the weekly pick'ems, and it's not necessarily a part of the weekly pick'ems. You can come into the store and put your name in the old drop box. But if you win the weekly pick'ems, you'll get a second chance. Because our promo is a limit one entry, but you'll get a second chance if you win the weekly pick'em. But this year, I'm going to tell you, the buyers that I work with, I said I need a deal that's stronger than last year. Last year, remember, we gave away the K-Grader?
Yep.
I'll never remember making that phone call. Happiest Cyclone Fanatic fan I ever talked to.
Yeah.
Great gift for her husband. But this year, they came correct for me. This is what we're doing. Same program as last year, but our grand prize giveaway this year is the ultimate tailgating package, Chris. It's the, maybe I can't go to the game, but I'm going to sit outside, and I'm telling you, if you are, you got to have this. We're offering up this year a portable Dish Network tailgater dish.
Mm.
We're offering up an Epson portable projector, and we're offering up a Daylight 73-inch screen. So I'm telling you, you're at a tailgate site.
Holy mackerel.
You get the whole game experience right there. You can take that portable dish anywhere you want. You just sign a simple monthly contract with Dish. You got satellite on the go anywhere you want with the projector and the 73-inch outside screen.
The Epson projector, because I bought one from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. A year, I've had other brands. That's the way to go.
I totally agree. It's one of the best in the market. And this one's portable, nice and easy, goes everywhere with you, hooks up nice and easy to the Dish Network. It's an amazing price. Package MSRP price, well over $1,700 that we're giving away.
That's fantastic.
Stepping up from the K-Grader.
Bloom, you need to get in on this.
If you think about it, what's the one negative about tailgating?
You can't watch the other games.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Well, now, this is like you would never need to leave. Like, you could camp Friday night.
You don't even need tickets to the game. You just hang out,
watch the game while you're there, and you get, oh, my gosh, like that's big time. And piece of cake, that's really easy to set up. I know some people,
they go, okay,
projectors and Dish, I mean, that seems too complicated. It really isn't.
Yeah, you're plugging in some component cords. It comes with a receiver, the remote. Set everything up, plug it in the projector. Pull the screen up out of its holder. You're ready to watch college football all day long.
Ooh.
Ready to go.
I've got goosebumps starting on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go with this week's weekly deal from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. This is the perfect time to do this one, Tim, is it's September 3rd. You've got a lot of people who are pumped up for Saturday, and you could make their Saturday even better.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the best time of the year. I mean, it's like Christmas to me. I've been waiting for college football to start.
Especially after our Braves have been so rough, man.
I got to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is, again, we're continuing the weekly specials with you guys. We're not just the big grand prize, but I've asked my buyers to come together with some deals that we can offer on a weekly basis. And, again, what we got starting off this week, as you mentioned, great for football. We've got a Samsung 1080p Smart HD TV, 55-inch, good size, perfect size. MSRP on this baby is around $1,500. We're going to do it for $599, limited quantity.
Wow.
And, guys, here's the kicker.
It's like $1,000 off.
With every TV, how about some ice cream with that? We're giving away a $25 Dairy Queen gift card with every TV you get. So 55-inch Samsung HD TV, smart TV. We're giving away a $25 gift card from Dairy Queen with that. Only $5.99 for the purchase while supplies last. We're running that deal starting tomorrow morning when we open at 10 o'clock, running it through Sunday when we close at 5. Limited quantities while they last.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And Samsung, see, I'm
that's
a nerd.
That's the brand, yeah.
So you've got Samsung. This isn't like the, you know.
Westinghouse.
Whatever.
No offense.
It's not the
I'm
really
a TV junkie.
Bottom
I'm sorry.
Of the barrel. And you've got the smart TV, which means for someone like me, I get my app that I can probably do picture-in-picture then with the TV. We're talking about, like, tonight, you got two games going on at once. On that same TV, you can have, since it's a smart TV, for $600, that's pretty big time.
Yeah, no, it's a great offer. Again, appreciate what my buyers came to do for us, and we're ready to have everybody come in, snatch up the offer. You go see Kirk and Andy in my TV department, and if they're busy, we got plenty of other people ready to take care of you.
All right, let's do our picks, boys. This is how you do it. This is how you get involved to win that grand prize, the tailgating setup from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We create threads, and I tweet them out, and I put them on Facebook, and I do all that every week at cycloandfanatic.com on our forums. And you go and make the picks with us. You go head-to-head with us and make these picks. And the winner every week, you get entered into this drawing.
Second chance to be in there. So
let's do it right now. Let's start with the picks because we've got two games tonight, gentlemen. Tim, what do you think happens? We're going against the spread because only wimps go straight up. If you go straight up and you're bragging about your record, you're a total wimp, and I got no respect for that. Michigan at Utah. Utah is favored by 5.5.
Yeah, so, you know, I was thinking about this one on the way over here, and if Rudock starts tonight, they should just rename themselves to the Michigan Checkdowns. It's just that simple. He's going to throw 40 passes for 110 yards, and Utah walks away with this and covers easily.
Wow. Wow, easy cover, says Tim Mullins. Bloom.
I am looking forward to the can I throw it deep? No. Safety. Throw it to my tailback.
But that's what Davis told him to do.
But even if Heisman contending quarterback C.J. Beathard was Michigan's quarterback, it wouldn't matter because Utah is much better. That's two time zone travel. That's a trap.
Yeah.
Even with Jim Harbaugh, it doesn't matter. I think Utah wins this by 10+.
Anybody who listens to this station knows how much I love Jim Harbaugh. I love Jim Harbaugh. And I really want to pick them because I want to sit and root for them, but I can't. I mean, this just screams to me where an inflated line because Michigan and the brand is so big. Like, I feel like if this was a real line where they're not trying to entice action, Utah would be like a 8-9 point favorite in this one. So I'm just thinking all they have to do is win by a touchdown. I'm going to take the Utes as well. Big 10 versus Big 12, Minnesota hosting TCU 14.5. Bloom, I know that the line scared you,
yeah,
but I'm still going to take TCU by 20, and it's only because of what the analytics say about Minnesota. It has way more to do with that. I love Jerry Kill. I think he's a phenomenal coach. I won't call it an up-and-coming program, but it's tough to make Minnesota respectable. He's done that, but I just feel like early in the season – you've got a seasoned TCU team that's probably kind of pissed off about how last year ended up.
They are, and they return everybody on offense.
Yes.
And that offense was insane last year. Boykin's a Heisman contender. But I just look at this and I go, wait a second. Minnesota's at home.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
I get it.
They're going to be fired up. Their defense is usually pretty good, pretty solid. They're going to try and run the ball, run the clock. And I think TCU wins that thing by 2 touchdowns. But at 14.5,
the half point.
At half point scares me. You always worry about the back door there.
Let's see what the rubber match here and Tim Mullins thinks.
Yeah, you know, just as you mentioned, one of the analytics to think about is starters coming back for TCU, plus a gentleman named Boykin behind the you know, the snapper.
Who's that guy? Yeah,
who's that guy? Jeez. But, you know, no Max Williams, big, huge threat.
Yep.
I mean, Iowa fans know about that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And no David Cobb. I mean, too many offensive weapons missing for Minnesota. I just think TCU covers that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I could see it going your way too, Bloom. Here's a pick for you. I like BYU to cover the 7 at Nebraska. I like BYU to win outright in Lincoln on
Saturday.
Win
outright.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a Mike Riley guy. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. But
I actually I had the luxury. I spent about 6 years out in Oregon.
Oh, okay. So you got some insight here.
Got a lot of watch OSU. I think Riley is a very good coach. And I think you got a really good coach with better talent than he had at OSU.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the better talent coaching, at home, wound up, new experience, I think Nebraska comes out and covers the 7 and beats BYU pretty easily.
Okay, there we go, Bloom.
Is Nebraska throwing Tommy Armstrong out there again?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, man. Taysom Hill is a huge plus
the man
at the quarterback position. I know Riley, first game, yeah, you'll be excited in Lincoln, but that's 7 points. I mean, it's a pretty good BYU program. They've got some, and they're old.
Yeah,
they
very experienced.
Taysom Hill,
they're like 26 years
graduated
old.
Graduated high school in 2008. The guy is 26 years old. He's a veteran, and I think he's enough to at least keep it tight. I don't know if they win outright, but I would not throw 7 points out there, that's for sure.
The toughest game to pick of the weekend, in my opinion, Tim, is Notre Dame's 9.5 point spread hosting Texas. What do you think about that one?
You know, to me, Texas doesn't really have an identity at this point.
No,
they're going to need to figure it out, and I don't know if this is the game they want to try and figure it out in. I just think solid offensive line returning for Notre Dame. Great mobile quarterback. He's kind of unproven at this point too, but everyone's pretty high
There's
up on
There's a
lot
him. Of hype around that kid. Yeah.
I just think too much in this early of a game for Texas to come back from that. I like Notre Dame to cover.
Well, then what do you think, buddy?
I agree. I believe this might be the start of the farewell Charlie tour in Austin, because I think it's going to start poorly for them. I do not trust Tyrone Swoops. He had a couple of really big games. One of them was against the Iowa State defense. But with their defense was strong last year. I don't see that offense making a big step. Their skill guys aren't very good.
No. They don't have a quarterback.
And Notre Dame supposedly has their most talent they've had since Manti Te'o and his fake girlfriend were there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a game that could get ugly. That could get ugly for Charlie Strong there in South Bend.
Bold prediction before the season starts. Charlie Strong is not the head coach at Texas next year. It's Nick Saban.
Great point.
That's where I'm going. Yep. I'm with you guys. I like Notre Dame.
He filled a void until Nick was ready.
Yep. And that's why they hired him.
If you go
through his contract, get nuts with his contract, it is set up to fire him.
Yep.
They hired him cheap.
Yep.
And I hired him to clean house, and he's going to get canned. Ohio State at Virginia Tech. It's a 12-point line. It has dropped. Ohio State's playing without, what, six starters? Something like that on Saturday. Or is that Saturday night? It's this weekend. I believe it's Saturday. What do you guys think about this one?
It just seems too low to me. I mean, Ohio State has so much talent, just an embarrassment of riches. And Virginia Tech tied Wake Forest 0-0 last year after in Reagan. I'm not buying Virginia Tech. I think that's going to be a big time atmosphere for like a quarter, but just so much speed and talent for Ohio State. I don't think they're going to have much problem. I think they win by three touchdowns.
Tim?
Yeah, I have to go with Bloom here. I just think the love that the TV programmers had is that Virginia Tech beat them last year. I mean, everything you see about this game, that's what makes it interesting. But, I mean, just simply put to me, this is Ohio State's chance at revenge. I think they've had this marked on their calendar since it happened last year.
Yeah.
And I think they go down there and just whitewash Virginia Tech.
I agree with you.
I think they wreck them.
Because I think it's all about motivation for Ohio State. You know they're the best team in the country. It's like, how bad do they want it? And there's actual motivation in this game.
They won the national title with their third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line.
Yeah, fairly easily,
too. Embarrassment of riches, like Bloom said. They're just going to wreck them.
Iowa State hosting Northern Iowa for our final pick here, courtesy of Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clives. I'm going to pick Iowa State to win but not cover. I think it goes down to the wire. Two reasons. Iowa State doesn't blow anybody out. And two, Northern Iowa, if you look at their track record of playing these FBS schools, it's always somewhat close. If it's Iowa, if it's Wisconsin, if it's Iowa State, they're always in it. So, to me, I'm at the point with just prove it to me, boys. Show me you can do this, and I'm not picking them to cover the eight.
That's fair. I don't know. I would never touch this game.
Yeah.
Because there's so many unknowns on both sides. I just think Iowa State pulls away late, and I think they win by 10-13. But nothing surprises me with either of these.
So you're same prediction as me. It's just you're saying the ball bounces.
I just think the ball.
Way.
I think Iowa State maybe gets a turnover late or something weird, and then they win and end up by two scores. But I don't know. I'm definitely not confident one way or another.
Sam, what do you think about the Clones, man?
Okay, so I'm going total optimism here.
All right,
you ready?
That's what I like to hear.
Okay, so what? We're second year in Mangino's offense, more prepared. And on top of that, I think Iowa State is sick of hearing about FCS like Ohio State's sick of hearing about Virginia Tech.
I hope you're right.
I think those guys are going to be charged up, ready to go. I honestly think they cover the eight easily.
I hope so, man. How much does this fan base need to go to a game and be able to relax in
just
the fourth quarter?
Enjoy one.
When's the last time? Illinois State?
Kansas.
Not Illinois State. Western Illinois. Kansas 13.
Kansas when they the Frozen Bowl. When they beat Kansas, but that really was the last time you could sit back. I mean, Iowa State's won two home games in the last 2 years, so just to be able to win a game at home would be a big deal.
Tim, we appreciate your time, buddy.
No, absolutely great. Excited to be a part of it this year. Thanks for your time, guys.
We love having Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive involved, and we're going to continue on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We'll be back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat-screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame-Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the Thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say Thunder.
In that case, Thunder! 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 Game on. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Coach Fenley, my man, thanks for the intro, buddy. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Check them out, the big deal. I mean,
that is,
that's
crazy.
It's a 1600, and he said it wrong. I've got the info in front of me. It's a $1,600 MSRP that they're selling for $599.
And it's a legit TV.
Yeah,
like I mean, they're Samsung.
Yeah.
So
it's ridiculous. You know what else, Bloom, is ridiculous? Is the Super Bowl ring that Brian Warmy, Doc Warmy from the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames, hauls around with him everywhere. You shined up that ring, Doc?
Oh, I don't wear that too often, guys.
What? Man, if I had a Super Bowl ring, I'd be wearing it all over the place,
I'd
man.
Wear it a bit.
I didn't play it down. I don't know. I don't really feel like I really earned it.
Oh, you earned it. Kept those guys healthy. For real, though, for the folks listening. If they need some sports medicine stuff, Doc Warmy is the guy up there at the McFarland Clinic. Tell them about your past, man. It's really cool.
Oh, well, I grew up in Ames, and I was actually a ball boy for Johnny Orr. Kind of after Hoiberg got too busy with his own basketball schedule, and me and a bunch of my buddies replaced him and all of his buddies. So that was kind of my path, and then just bounced around all over the country with orthopedic training, and spent a year with the New York Giants in New York City at the hospital for special surgery, and we won the freaking Super Bowl that year, so it was a slam dunk year.
That's very cool. We love getting your expertise on sports medicine, and I think every Iowa State fan listening right now wants to know about, you know, just the amount of injuries Iowa State has had the last couple of years. Year one, it was like, okay, this happens. Year two, the way it went down, it's kind of freaky, honestly, just the amount of injuries. Is that a fluke deal, you think? And can fans expect a healthier team, in your opinion, in 2015?
Well, I'd say two things. You know, with Iowa State, you know, because the depth has always, you know, in recent years at least, been a bit of an issue, the injuries have had a bigger impact per injury. But I would say, honestly, that you know, wherever I've been, there's always been injuries, and there always will be. But I think that the impact of each injury we have at Iowa State is felt a little bit more just because of depth. Second thing I was going to mention is that, you know, I think that the coaches are much more conscious of that and are trying really hard to make sure that we're conditioned and we're practiced and ready to go, but not overworked per se. I mean, a good example of that is Brock Daigle. They're being really smart with him, trying to keep him healthy for the whole year with his knee. So, yeah, so I think that hopefully we're going to be healthier this year than what we have in the past.
That's It's good to hear. Have you seen anything like this, though, throughout your travels? I mean, the injury, the 2 years in a row like that. Or are we overblowing it, too? I mean, that's very possible that the media makes too big of a deal out of it.
I don't know. In my 1 year with the Giants, we had 7 ACLs, and there's only 53 guys plus 10 practice guys. You know, so it's the smaller number of athletes at Iowa State. We got, 120. And the guys that have been here before I even showed up, the training staff with Mark Coberly. I mean, Mark Coberly is one of the best in the world, and he's now on the circuit of the board of National Association of Trainers now. I mean, there's the NFL guys, and then there's Mark Coberly that are on that, So he's really, really good, and he oversees all the day-to-day training. And, I think that, just at Iowa State, fans are passionate, and each injury is significant because depth is always concerned. So when you lose one guy, it's a bigger blow than if you've got 124 three- or four-star guys,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Doc, we appreciate your expertise, and we look forward to you. You had a great blog today up at Cyclone Fanatic about your trip to the wrestling championships, the junior championships. It was a really good read. We tweeted it out so folks can go find it at Cyclone Fanatic on the Twitter. And thank you very much. We look forward to chatting with you some every week. All right, buddy?
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Doc Brian Warmy from the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames for all your sports medicine needs.
We hope we don't have to talk about the same amount. Because he's right. I mean, that's exactly right, that I think injuries are more visible at a place like Iowa State because you need that depth. You need those guys.
And this is like
you look at Ohio State, it's a great example last year. They have two starting quarterbacks go down.
Yeah.
Normally, that's a disaster.
Yeah.
But they can just put another guy in there, where Iowa State doesn't have that luxury, especially in those meaty positions on the offensive and defensive line, where that seems where the majority in the last couple of years has been.
So this would be the pessimistic way of looking at the injuries.
Well, yeah, you do that.
I'm
kidding.
Boom. I'm a journalist, okay? I like to cover it from all angles.
Of course.
It's funny you say that, because then the Hawk fan listening thinks I'm a total shill. Is it bad luck that these guys are getting hurt, or is it because they're smaller and weaker than the opposition and they get hurt? Different injuries are for different reasons. When Quentin Bunderidge went down, it wasn't because of lack of
contact.
It was a freak deal,
yeah.
And they've had a lot of those. But what about the other ones? And that's what I want to know.
Yeah, and trust me, they have tried. They're trying to prevent injuries.
It's not like they're blind to it.
And the last couple off seasons, they've specifically tried programs and monitoring via GPS to try and limit the load in practice so when they get to the game that they're fresher and all this stuff. And honestly, I think sometimes it's just dumb luck. And in Iowa State, over their history, they need luck to go their way. If you look at, the bounce-back year from 03 to 04,
yep.
And they went from 2 wins to 7,
yep.
The 04 team, really healthy all year.
You remember, were you here on Saturday night here at Benchwarmers during our good friend of ours, Adam Carper, was
yep.
on that 2005 team. And he's like, we didn't have an injury. Like, we didn't have
05 didn't have an injury.
The entire year, they did not have a serious injury.
And they win 7 games. 06, he goes down. DeAndre yep. Jackson goes down. Then a couple other guys go down. Disaster of a year.
Yep.
The line is so thin for Iowa State that a guy here and there makes a big difference. Maybe not at Ohio State. But at Iowa State, it does, and so you cross your fingers that 15 is a lot better than 13 and 14.
We'll continue on our Iowa State conversation when we come back. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Football season starts tonight. I forgot, too, that basically the entire NFL is playing their final preseason game of the night. Not that you're going to be watching that, but I see Bloom's Cardinals is on. Good crowd here at Benchwarmers. We love coming here on Thursday nights. Just an awesome partner. We're so blessed that we're able to do what we do because of our great partners. And remember, when you support our advertisers, you're keeping Cyclone Fanatic free. We'll be back with more right after this on 1460 KXNO. Hey guys, CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back. Cyclone Fanatic Radio here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. As always, it's good to be back. I love being on the – it's kind of fun now. It's always been fun, Bloom, but it's –
of course.
But it, like, it's really fun when the Clones are undefeated. They're undefeated right
they
now.
They are.
They haven't lost a
Everybody
game.
Everybody else is.
They have not lost a game.
And, you know, they could win a couple in a row.
Yeah. Well, that, man, but I just, like, all week long, it's like, well, what if they lose?
I know. And that's the trouble of being an Iowa State fan. It's part of you like, well, maybe this is the year. And then the next minute you're going, oh, no. No, this is bad news. And so you're waffling between excited and full-blown panic, and that's Iowa State to a T.
That's our life.
It really is.
Like, no, it really is. It's not just with the football. I mean, just that is life in general.
There is a line between panic and excitement, and Iowa State is straddling that line.
Well,
they can use that in their next marketing campaign.
Here's the deal, though. You don't have to straddle that line if you have plenty of life insurance.
That is true.
You know, like it's and that's what I learned. So my beautiful baby girl, Cammie's here. My wife brought her to Benchwarmers tonight. She's not drinking. This is an establishment. It's an under 21. You can get food here, too. And but my friend Glenn Waterhouse from glennwaterhouse.com, State Farm Insurance, he was – so Cameron's – I think the first time she ever left our house was when we were signing the life insurance deal with Glenn. How are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. It's our third season working with you guys.
Yeah.
And you've got your daughters here with us. She's absolutely beautiful. Looks
thank
like
you.
Your wife.
Thank
and
God.
It was yeah, thank God. And, yeah, man, it was awesome to help your family out and protect you. You know, talking about life insurance real quick, September is National Life Awareness Month.
Mm.
And so we're glad that we got to protect you and your family. And we appreciate it, Chris.
Absolutely. And it was a product that I didn't even know about until one night here after the radio show at Benchwarmers. And you were kind of telling me about it. So basically what we're doing is these policies, everything we put into it, in 30 years we get back. You can tell it a lot more fluently than I can, but it's a really intriguing product.
Right. Chris, the policy we got for you, one of the things is it's got a living benefit. It's a return of premium, and you get all your money back. And so someday down the road, you can keep it or you can use it for whatever you need. So great product for you.
Yeah, absolutely. GlenWaterhouse.com. Check him out for all of his for all the other. You guys do everything.
Right. We do auto, home, life, health, banking, mutual funds, retirement planning. We're a one-stop shop.
See, so. I got to get in on some of those mutual funds,
right,
man. That's what I need.
Good time to buy. The market's down.
Okay. That's
get
good to hear.
Maybe, right,
we need to. I'm on RVTV next week, but the week after, let's talk a little mutual
All right,
fund.
That
action.
Sounds great.
All
let's
right.
talk some football.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk some football. It's always good to have Glenn. Glenn's a defense guy. Played
Glenn
linebacker.
Bright, yeah.
Yeah, played linebacker for the Clones. He knows defense big time. So I figure now we can really have that defensive talk. We focused on the offense early. So let me just throw this out to both of you. Jeff Woody and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago on a podcast where we didn't really disagree, but you guys, Bloom, you know my doubts about Iowa State's offensive line. I'm not sold.
No.
I will not be sold until they prove to me they can move somebody. However, the defensive line I'm a little more optimistic about. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I haven't seen them play. I think that has a lot to do with it. This Tucker kid's legit. I liked what I saw from Dale Pearson at the end of last year at defensive end, and I think Trent Tucker was realistically pretty good throughout the year.
Trent Taylor.
I'm sorry. What did I call him?
Trent Tucker.
I'm getting them all mixed up now. Do I have reason to be optimistic about the defensive line, in your guys' opinion?
I'll start, and okay. I'll say there is no way they're worse than last year.
That's saying
because
something.
That was potentially the worst front four in a long time for Iowa State. Actually, they gave up the most yards in the nation, so. They were probably the worst in the nation last year. So they're going to be better than that. It's just how much better can they be? Can they slow people down? And we'll find that out. I think we'll find that out right away. Because if they struggle against you and I with the amount of inexperience on you and I's offensive line, then we'll have a pretty good indication. If they control them, I think we'll wait and see. But I think they should be better.
What do you think, Glenn?
Well, hey, it can't get any worse than it was last year. but, you know, there's been a lot of hype on this defensive line. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen there. You know, Iowa State has got some depth there with Richardson, Cotton Moya, Nigel Tribune in the back. So the thing about it is this UNI team, they got that new offense coordinator. I think his name's Joe Davis out of Shippensburg. He's running 80-some plays a game. If he's doing the same thing, we're going to need a lot of depth. I think it'll be a lot of the hype or a lot of the questions will be answered if we can't shut these guys down with so much newness on their offense.
Yeah, usually,
right.
The FCS team is at a disadvantage with depth in the opening game, especially when it's going to be 90 degrees.
Yep.
That does concern me, though, because that's some dialogue I'm hearing coming out of camp is, you know, these guys are good, but they can't play more than 25 snaps. And I'm a little concerned about Iowa State's defense being worn down in the fourth quarter on Saturday.
But, and here's an interesting point. So you and I knows this. They've actually designed their offense just for that reason. So they've got a bunch of players who can play multiple positions. Iowa State realizes what they're trying to do. So they'll try and negate this as much as they can.
Yeah.
So if the plan is, so if I've got a running back who can also play wide receiver, or I've got a tight end who can also split out at wide receiver, I can move people around, makes your defense have to stay on the field. Because remember, the defense can't substitute in a no-huddle system unless the offense substitutes first. So if the Iowa State defensive line or those new guys who aren't in shape, if they're on the field for 6-7 straight snaps, they could get worn out. That's a big concern, even if it's a, you know, a nice weather. You throw in the hot weather, and that's a big concern.
Glenn, what about the linebackers? Because there's been talk of a 3-4 defense potentially being run by Iowa State this year. We won't really know, and I don't know when we'll know, like, what their base defense is going to be this year, because the Big 12 is so different than a lot of these teams they see in the non-conference. But what do you think about that? Because when I look at the depth chart, I go, why would you want four linebackers out there? Because I don't see any of these guys who I know can play. However, I know it's more complex than that. What do you think of a possibility?
Well, I'm thinking the same thing. I look at, there's some names we know. We've heard Knott, Seeley, you know, Levi Peters back. But there's not been an emerging stud out there that we would say that's, you know, like we had in the past with Klein and not
yeah,
before.
There's not an agent.
So we don't
Klein
have one of those guys. Hopefully one of them's there, going to emerge. But I'm going to go back, Chris. I remember after the first game, before the Iowa game, we sat there and we were thinking, God, we got the worst tacklers in the nation. So, you know, there's no pressure. So I'm just kind of jumping ahead there. But
yeah.
We got to be fundamentally sound. I mean, they're going to make some mistakes.
Yeah.
But I hope it's not a game where we're scratching our head thinking, what about the fundamentals here, guys? Tackling, wrapping up, pressure on the line, not getting burned deep. I'm hoping that we see with some maturity, some new guys, just an increased, better overall defense effort overall.
Well, that was huge last year, those missed tackles. Oh, that's a good point, Glenn.
Yeah.
And I believe
right
the last
away.
2 years, that opening game
first
has just
game.
Been atrocious.
And the talk out of camp is they tackled really well in their last scrimmage. So
yeah,
I don't know what that means.
You kind of take that for what it's
yeah,
worth.
Yeah, but we'll see. They've got new pieces. That's clear.
They've got some shiny new toys on
defense. Can those new pieces produce? And we really won't know until Saturday night.
Let's get Glenn's take quickly on Sam Richardson. We've made our presence felt on that. Do you, if everything is around Sam Richardson, like if he's got enough tools around him and a line to actually protect him, which I don't believe he's ever really had, can they win with him in this league?
Well, listen, 0-15 in the league, right?
Yep.
Okay, a lot of negatives, but the kid's a senior. You know, I've talked to Alan Lazard's dad, Kevin, a former teammate of mine. He's been texting me. Apparently the attitude's good. There's a lot of confidence. We know we've got three good receivers, pretty unknown running backs, but he's got some weapons there. The line, there's a lot of familiar names on the line. It's just a matter for me is, what are we going to see? Have they got better? Does he have the ability and confidence-wise just to say, I'm going to forget about these last few years, I'm going to focus on my senior season and be a leader and make a difference here? So I don't know, man. You know what? I get a little, wavering on him, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt going into this first game that he's our best guy going into it.
Well, he has seemed a little different during fall camp, during interviews, and I don't know what to take from that. I don't know if that means anything or not, but he seems like he's been more assertive with the guys.
And he was one of two captains, which is
yep.
a big deal.
Yep.
So and that's voted on by the team. So I think the team believes in
him.
Did
you see, Ross and I talked about this yesterday, Connor Cook at Michigan State was
not
voted the captain.
Which I think says something.
I mean, do too.
The team, Sam has never been a vocal guy, but now he is. I mean, if you talk to anybody up there, he's changed his tune. He knows this is it.
Yeah.
And for him to be named a captain, I mean, him and Levi Peters are the captains. They're the leaders of that team. It says a lot for Levi, too, to be a former walk-on, be named a captain. He's a big part of that change in camaraderie for the team. But Sam, he's just primed, in my opinion, for a really big season, and they're going to need it because once you get past these first four, it's a gauntlet again. If Sam, as a senior, can get him off to a good start, I think he's going to be in for a big year. Then Iowa State can hopefully turn a little bit of a corner as well.
Boy, I sure hope so. Glenn, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it. I'm not kidding. I want to talk to you about the mutual funds. I need to get in on that action.
We'll schedule a time throughout this fall.
Let's do it.
So, appreciate it.
And then I can come and tell people how much money you're making for me over there at State Farm.
That's the plan. We want to help you, man.
All right.
Help you grow, make some money, get some college funds so you can send that daughter of yours to Iowa State.
Yeah, well, she's not going anywhere else. That's what I told my wife. I go, if she wants to go to Ames, I'll help pay for it. If it's anywhere else, she's got to handle it on her own.
That's right.
And unless she's like going to be a doctor or something, which maybe we could just get a med school at Iowa State. Glenn, thanks, pal. GlennWaterhouse.com, State Farm Insurance, former clone. Bloom, you got your big television broadcast coming up on Saturday. Are you ready?
Yeah. Good work with the legend, Sage Rosenfeld. Always a good time. Great guy.
We're going to have hot dogs tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You being
Sage. Sage coming over for that?
Yeah, Sage is coming over.
For the pork cook-off?
We're going to watch the Baylor game.
The Baylor show.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time. I just hope for those 61,500 fans, I mean, it's crazy to say that amount, that they get a show Saturday night.
I'm happy for you, though. You got to do the Cyclones TV game last year, but, like, this is – I know there's nobody I know who's a bigger Cyclone fan than you. I mean, there's just not. I'm sorry. And you're a broadcaster. You're a pro. You're going to get to call the opening game in the new Jack Trice.
Yeah,
that's cool, isn't it?
I haven't really thought about that, but, yeah, it will be neat. It'll be a cool experience once the light goes on.
Next to Sage.
Next to Sage, which – it's crazy, guys, thinking about that today.
Pinch you?
I was thinking I was a 15-year-old, a freshman in high school, watching Sage's first game in 1999. I remember it like yesterday, him taking a bootleg 52 yards for a touchdown. And now we'll be able to watch the new South End Zone calling the game on Cyclones TV. So pumped up about it.
Very
Let's hope
cool.
the good guys win.
I'm happy for you. Hey, thanks to everybody for making tonight's show happen. Nebraska Furniture Mart, Clive, Glen Waterhouse. Big time show today. Had a lot of fun. Clones, Panthers coming up. Thanks to Ross Peterson, my co-host, for helping us set it up, and Andrew Downs for running the show. Sports Fanatics tomorrow at 4:00.